Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Caribbean Radio Show. This is your girl, Queen Sunny Honey, bringing it to you live from the Middle East. Today is a day that we want to just give Jah praise for all the people in the land, for everyone who's overseas, everyone who's Black home, back home, that's right, Black home. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Please call into the line. Today we have a hot and popping topic talking about racism being introduced K through 12. If you would like to let us know what's on your mind, that number is 661-467-2407. Racist teachers have been being exposed as of late. How do you feel knowing the doors are closed for 8 hours of indoctrination by a potentially racist, biased teacher? Are we listening to our babies? Are you tuned in at how much the babies are dealing with these days, especially knowing it's been kind of stressful for us to endure the COVID, being at home, and then the police brutality that popped everything off? The children are watching. Today, we're going to have a sister to come on. I'm telling you guys, you're in for a treat today. This professional, worldwide, world-renowned guidance counselor who's taught within the Black communities, who's actually been here working with various teachers from diverse backgrounds, is going to give us some simple solutions and tell us how to look for the signs. Because the articles are out there, baby. Honey, get ready for Sister Shanae Skinner today. Yes, she will be bringing some solutions for the people to use. Well, this is your girl, Queen Sunny Honey. And first off, I just want to start the show off by asking the ancestors for permission to speak. On today's edition, we want to recognize the many, many Black women who have been victims of police brutality. Oftentimes, Black women are not at the forefront getting the media footage that we need. So we're going today reach out and call on the names of those fallen soldiers. Those sisters need justice just as much as our brother. Here's a list of some Black women killed by police since 2014. Darisha Armstrong, Francine Graham, Shariah Coggins, Patricia Spivey, Crystal Danielle Raglan, Dominique Clayton, Pamela Shante Turner. Every week here on the Caribbean Radio Show, the Knowledge Station, I am committed to calling on the names of these beautiful women, our ancestors, these queens, these princesses, these fallen soldiers who need a voice, asking them to come and know that we are the voice of the people, speak through this platform. We can do nothing without honoring the ancestors because all of us have our days numbered on this earth. If you know someone who is a female, a Black woman, who has been a victim of police brutality and would like to share her name, give us a call on the line. That's 661-467-2407. The kids. Kids know. Think about it. One of the first things we always say is a child and an animal will know if a person is a predator. These kids know. Kids see everyday adults and know that they cannot speak up on certain things because she's a grown-up. Kids see things and know that they're right and they're wrong, but sometimes aren't given the voice to speak their mind. Kids feel. Kids can feel if there's some racist stuff going on. Our babies know. I want to take you all the way back. All the way back before 1865. Once upon a time, our children belonged to someone else. Babies were sold from their mothers, and Black parents were legally powerless. We are not today. Wake up, people. The legacy of a discarded people has been replaced with this covert modern-day practice behind the closed doors of many American classrooms. Black children, in some instances, have been introduced and indoctrinated into the system of white supremacy, racism, in the hands of individuals in the field for a check while buck breaking our Black babies. These kids can feel these things. Kids can detect when someone is not right. Remember when you were a child and you wanted to say something to mama and speak up and you just had that moment, whatever the issue is, it could have been a sibling, a cousin, someone teasing you, but you just gave up. How much more so is this small bit of indoctrination started K through 12? That in front of everyone, that teacher appears to be like she is somebody popping. Every parent wants their child in her classroom. But when the doors close, there's an injustice that our kids can detect. A child alone, away from you, in a system called education, in a safe environment. Oh, my honey, my babies, my children, if you would just know that there's someone who's going to listen to you, we can get rid of a lot of these situations. A child is in the hands of an adult. When you send them off to school, you're thinking that this is a safe haven. As a school teacher myself, I know that there are certain people I don't even rock with. So then this situation has me more sensitive about our children who are on their class roster when there's something very racially biased about the person. We got to protect our baby. We've got to. That's the reason why we're going to have this sister come on today as a professional to let you know from behind closed doors that there is a solution. We got to listen to our baby. The worst part is the power of seduction. You know that part of us that said, well, not us, but some people that said what's white is right. As a teacher, sometimes I realize at the beginning of the school year, they see me, they compare me, big Black woman, to the petite white woman. And without looking at my character or her character, they opt out of having me teach their child. No matter where they are on the planet, this form of colorism and bias is instinctively, I don't know if it's a human characteristic or not. Sometimes, and in a lot of these articles that are popping up, we're seeing these women and men come on social media and say the most racist, blatant things. They're superintendents, guidance counselors, teachers, people that we have entrusted our children's safety. Well, we're going to go into this in a way that we're going to come out of this better than we went in. Thank you for tuning in today, because your boy Peter Tosh got some words for them. And when I get back, I got some words for the parents. This is Queen Sunny Honey and the Caribbean Radio Show.
I can stand it no longer. The wicked get stronger. I can stand it no longer. The bastards get hotter. They must get a baby. They must get a baby. Thank you. about to begin the war. Just one step to progress, and I know Jah will help you on. I say they must get a beat. All right, they must get a beat. Someday, hold back a beat. They must get a beat. Have to get a beat.
Station. This is your girl, Queen Sunny Honey. We are live. Call in. That number is 661-467-2407. I have some evidence, people. Let's get into it. In the state of Oklahoma, after George Floyd passed away, murder, one of the teachers in an Oklahoma City school said, reverse racism is real. Looters are real. Good cops are real. White privilege doesn't affect everyone. Can we stop the shit and call this what it really is? Black privilege and looters. Ooh, parents were in an uproar. One parent is quoted to saying, this is supposed to be an educator, you know. This is someone we trust with our kids. Everyone in that community immediately turned the information over to the police authority and the school district, demanding that this man be fired. People are outraged. There are many, many instances like this one going on in Oklahoma. And it's not just enough for me personally to see that a person loses their job when they get on the social media streams thinking that no one is listening. Take away their license so that they cannot practice. I don't want someone being transferred over to my school who just got fired for doing racist deeds to someone else. That's not fair. For my parents out there, I got some words for you that will help. I hope that when Shanae comes on today, you're taking notes. I really hope that everyone sits down to have this conversation with our children, because this K through 12, if you imagine what the first instance is like for a child, then we've got to have these conversations. It's not just about talking about sex. Story time. Some of you've heard this story before, but for those who haven't, I was working in a South Carolina school. One day, a young boy came into my classroom and he was really upset. I'm always that teacher that I want you to feel comfortable knowing it's a safe space. When the other children went out to play, he came over to me. And I was like, what's wrong? You don't want to play outside today? And he was bothered and mad about some events that had happened earlier that day at school. He told me that him and his white friend, third grade children, mind you, they were doing the most in class, of course. And when the teacher came to discipline, she didn't discipline his white counterpart. This child was perplexed. I knew that his grandmother was a teacher, but her being many, many generations older than him, he felt possibly more comfortable saying it to me, so I didn't want to step on any toes. But it was my obligation to give him information that would help him. Just think, a Black child is disclosing to me that he has had his first encounter with racism. He doesn't know it. Because he's a little Black boy, my advice, we'll stay tuned later on. When Shanae comes, I feel more comfortable getting into that story because as a teacher, we're going to need guidance counselors to help us deal with these situations, not just what we want to say to the children, but how we can get that message home and how we can keep those babies protected. So that was a little story time teaser. Nonetheless, this thing isn't just going on in schools, universities as well. Here's a Black woman I found on social media, Kathy Burrow. She attended ULM, this particular university, and, you know, she has her professors and her social media page. And lo and behold, this fool forgot that other people of diverse backgrounds were able to read social media comments. And this Black sister captured this. The woman, Mary Holmes, at the university, who is an associate professor in nursing, is quoted to saying, "Thank God for our president. He takes no salary for his loyal commitment, not like the monkey before him." Y'all better do your research. Ooh, the people are talking. And don't be under the illusion of inclusion, because on a sidebar, last week my blood pressure was super up. I'm looking on social media. There's this woman, and she is doing some prosperity things. And I was like, okay. My subconscious said, she appears to be a non-racist, non-biased, has put all of these things on her platform that are suggesting that racial discrimination is wrong and she's standing up for Black Lives Matter. But my subconscious said something else, y'all. I was like, here's the test. A person can be kind, but will they teach you how to amass their wealth? So I put this woman to the test. And I began to have a discussion with her. And let's just say, she deleted everything that she talked about with prosperity. She realized that while it was okay to say sister, girl, home, girl, friend, not knowing who all these Black women were in her pictures, or even myself, never met me, that the moment that they wanted to, any person of color thought that they were going to get the formula for success, then that was a no-go. I mean, it was deleted from issues like the PPP loan and how she was going to be able to apply for this loan and have some guaranteed information, to just prosperity on her altar and stacks of money. Like, how'd you get that? What's your method? So that was the determining factor in knowing that sometimes that overt racism is a whole lot better for me personally, Queen Sunny Honey, than having the covert racism of the appearance. Like, I'll walk with you, but all the wealth that I admit a demographic of people have raped and stolen from the land that belonged to you, as well as the ancestors, I'm not going to tell you how to reclaim that. Be careful, people. Now that I got sidetracked, I want to come back into it because this is all about parents. And today's topic, racism K through 12, is really just a way that I want to reach out and hug on you moms and dads out there, especially the Black mama, and give some words of wisdom on how to be more sensitive to our children. So in just a minute, we're going to introduce Miss Shanae Skinner. But before we do, keep in mind, people, you are no longer a slave. That's right. We are no longer slaves. Your babies belong to you. It's time to reclaim our children. Parents, stay woke. If you already know what's going on in police brutality, and you know that by the time your children become teenagers, they are fully indoctrinated in knowing what's happening, have the conversation. Awareness, moms and dads. Be aware and be sensitive when these babies are coming home. What's different? Get behind that veil and have that conversation and find out what happened that day at school. Mom and dad, mom, I'm going to need you to be in tune. Because we do know that there are some shady characters. We've even had it in our own adult friendships where people wore a mask, where people gave us an illusion that they were something that they really weren't. I'm going to need you to be in tune about my babies. Ask questions every day. Ask questions about all kinds of teachers. Times of police brutality, when these topics come up, take the time to ask your child, have you ever experienced racism? One of the wildest things I did a week ago was ask one of my nieces. She's a first-year student in college. And she told me that she had never personally experienced racism. On one hand, I am so excited to know that it was a better experience for her growing up than it was for me to live in the South. On the other hand, I know that that was a great icebreaker because she would later on be able to think about some of those things that she didn't want to say was racism because we have this stigma that it's something negative to talk about. And there's so many subconscious, so many small little things. So many times that we laugh along with something that really ain't funny and is at our disposal when we are the only person of color in a group. Parents, research online. These stories that I'm telling you about, I want you to type into the search screen, racist teachers, and see what Black Twitter will show you. People are being exposed the same way that woman last week appeared to the masses and forgot that there was certain information she never wanted Black people to see. That's the same methodology when I see you painting Black Lives Matter on the ground. I know that Donald Trump has approved these things. Smooth over the people. Stop the looting. But if you think you're going to bring flowers into this relationship and keep the abusive relationship going, changing none of the behaviors, then that paint on that ground is not acceptable. In other areas of America, people took to the streets and duplicated the same thing, only to have their state officials come out and say, hey, no, we're taking this off. We'll put it up down the road where we can't see it. Parents, all of these things dwindle down to the root issues. So parents, we must acknowledge that it dwindles down to our children. How old were you when you discovered racism in America? One of the things I have to be sensitive to knowing when I'm talking to Black people around the world, some countries don't have white people, white population. And in that respect, when they look to teachers to see, they see some bad ones. The same way in the Black community in America, we will have bad and good. They cannot identify with white supremacy or white police brutality, nor racism, because oftentimes in worldwide communities, it's coming from our own. Today, we want to address one issue at a time. When you have entrusted a system of education to take care of your children, but that system doesn't take care of its own teachers, it doesn't give a budget worthy of the education that your child deserves, and those monies are placed or misplaced into a prison pipeline. These are things that as parents we know when you wake up every day and you're seeing legislation changes, when they're saying no more because of Breonna, you can't just bust through a door. Well, parents, I need you to get it while the iron is hot and make changes to get rid of these people who are being exposed right now. Get rid of them so that for the upcoming school year, as we go from virtual back into a regular classroom, that we've actually gotten rid of people who don't deserve to be taking care of our babies. If you want to be racist against Black babies, go to an all-white school. Ask them, let them know very overtly amongst your own kind that you're not willing to teach any class that has one Black child in it. That's how much I want to protect our children. If you are going to fire them from the school district and let them work someplace else, story time. You know, I teach overseas. In the Middle East, children are very methodical. If you upset them, they'll wait months and months till all of their cousins, and they will rain down on you accordingly. And the day that they rain down on you, honey, will be your last in the entire Middle East. You'll be kicked out of all the Gulf, the GCC, as they call it, the Gulf countries. So there was once upon a time a white male. I worked with him. He was socially awkward. So I wasn't really in the circle of anyone because I'm a loner. One day, a woman invited me over for dinner. I went. The sister had a nice dinner, and this man was there. The tension was so weird, I couldn't put my finger on it. It was like, okay, suddenly the white boy had to cook out. Hey. But it wasn't one of those things. It was, I just didn't know the tea. Lo and behold, got to work on Sunday because our work weeks are Sundays through Thursdays. The children had exposed this man. He was an American citizen who was from Florida, registered pedophile, moved overseas to get that paper. Because in America, you know that he would have to switch from place to place periodically and would no longer be able to use his teaching license. The children knew. The children watched. As someone, one of the kids told me, they said, and this is them, this is in me, Miss, all that white privilege white people got around the world and they want to come to the Middle East, something ain't right when white people want to live over here because we're on the money. I knew he was dirty before, but we just sat back and watched him be kind when the principal was in front of us because the principal was white. Watch him be kind in front of our parents. And then when the doors closed and it was just us, he treated us and called us little boop, boop, boop. So they waited and gave him just enough rope to hang himself before the children marched down to the office with the receipt, showing that he was a registered pedophile, pulling up tax documents, showing where his residency, everything in the United States from all the way on the other side of the world. Let's just say that this white boy was kicked out of the country by 6 p.m. sundown. Listen to the kids. These kids are able to use that device. Yes, that device that you're holding in your hand, your phone. Honey, these children are more savvy than we were. because I came up on beepers. My father did have a cell phone when I was born, but just the technology and being in the know and being in unity. Children talk amongst themselves. Listen to your babies. Honey, is so much that we can learn. In just a minute, when we get back, I want you to get ready for a dynamic sister to come on and bless us today with some solutions that we can actually use to help our children when they're in K through 12 deal with racism. Stay tuned. Coming up next is Second World featuring Dame Marley.
If you're out there somewhere feeling lonely, you're not the only one. You're not the only one.
Yeah! Now welcome to the third world. How you mean? Boom. Tell them say it is a number third world, no study much. Richie Daly and Madan, age around the top of tops. Up to now, no boy, no play guitar, we're bad like Uncle Gat. Murray save a couple of sons, Norris played my super cat. Our one band so full of talent, like the list just never stops. Going eruption, fit like Eagle and can sprint a dozen laps. Steve like a engineer, drunk back a free a buck. Give the legend them props. Real uptown rebel, set with reggae on the map. More money, more problems. Not to say I would have swapped, but it's lonely at the top. Some will say them are your friend, but are you alone? I spend yet till every man a shop. Go on the newest things for cop. Man, I go on all a rems, cause you don't know the straps. Ain't sticky like sour sap. And one shepherd to a flock. See them hustle on the corner while they try to be a man, but it gets lonely on the block. And it's rough in the shop. And everybody need a hand to lift them up when them a drop.
If you're out there somewhere feeling lonely, you're not the only one. You're not the only one. If you're out there somewhere feeling lonely, you're not the only one. You're not the only one. So come on inside and tell me how you're feeling. Tell me all about the burdens that you bear. They say good conversations can be healing. You're not alone, cause I'm still all in. Some folks got to go on their own journey, but if you ever want to turn back, cause you're scared. Sometimes even highways can be lonely.
Caribbean Radio Show. This is your girl, Queen Sunny Honey. Let's get ready.
Isn't it wonderful knowing something beautiful is happening to you right now? Thank you for tuning in to Queen Sunny Honey. Today we address racism in the classroom, bringing you solutions for this mess. It's your gal, Queen Sunny Honey. So let's plan, focus, and restore. Say no more, because dealing with white supremacy is just an option. You better find the time to save yourself, because the overt police brutality should never be your normality. You better find the time to heal your children, because that system banks on you forgetting that blacks were at their healthiest when we were a village taking care of our children. You better find the time to become self-sustainable, like your life depends on it, because it does. Today with us, we have Sister Shanae, as she comes to us, a global guidance counselor who has experience working in the black communities, the white communities of America, as well as the global community. We welcome you, Shanae. Are you on the line?
I'm on the line. Thank you for that wonderful welcome.
Thank you for joining us today. Let's get into it. With everything that's coming up with police brutality, suddenly we are triggered with knowing that our children are actually impacted with this at a certain age. So there was a Facebook article you were telling me about. Can you share with the people what one teacher in America said?
If I'm thinking correctly, it was a post that was shared where one particular teacher was saying that with all the looting and the rioting that's taking place, that this is just an opportunity for the people that are thugs to be the thugs that they actually are. And this woman, on her profile, it actually said that she was a school counselor. And from one school counselor looking at it from another school counselor, I'm thinking that that is unacceptable behavior. Someone actually corrected her and said, as an educator, how is it that you're supposed to make that statement? And she said, well, I'm just speaking the truth. And it hurt me because as a counselor in the school system, we tend to work with those students who have needs. And if you have someone who has those thoughts, that they are already beneath, that you don't expect much from them, how can you actually help them? So, yeah.
That's right, people. It's an alert. It should be a whole, you call it Amber Alert. It should be a Ray Ray Shiner Alert, Shaquisha, Sunita Alert, Shanae Alert, because these are our kids, our children. And if you've been tuning in to anything that's going on in the USA, as far as it's concerning our children, they are exposed to this. And at what point do we ask the question in K through 12, was that the prison pipeline to get our kids indoctrinated in a lifestyle where story time, circa 2010, I'm teaching in South Carolina at an after school program. There's a child who comes in, and this is actually his first time dealing with racism, and the black boy did not understand what was happening to him. So I'm one of those people where people can come and talk to me. I want the kids to feel comfortable. And he shared with me that he was in the classroom, elementary school age, and he had done something wrong right along with his white friend. But the teacher did not discipline the white friend, and he was confused. As an adult, I understood that, okay, this is his first day of understanding what the condition has been for us. So
the children that were standing around and listening to him, they told the story, you know. Both of them did it, and he got in trouble, and he didn't get recessed. And so the boy asked me, "What do I do, Miss Honey?" I said, "Well, honestly, grown up, even I am wrong sometimes. So when a person is wrong, adults can be wrong as well. It's important that we allow our children to feel comfortable talking to us, and it's equally important to let them know that, hey, sometimes we do mess up." I instructed the child that the next time it happened, which is inevitable, to not respond. What I did not tell him, and all you know, Shanae, as being an adult, that sometimes our kids don't get a chance to tell their side of the story.
All right.
So I told the kids, don't say anything at all. Just use every thought that you have to know that this is wrong. And I promise you, baby, things will happen. About a week later, kids came running off the bus. "Miss Sunny, Miss Sunny, oh my gosh, it happened." And he told his story like a champion. He said, when she came back and him and his best friend, the little white boy, was just doing some little things that boys do and did not discipline the white child, he kept his mouth shut. He said nothing. He didn't get in trouble. They didn't get sent to the principal office. He just sat quiet. And as the teacher walked to the front of the classroom, she busted her ass and fell. It taught me that our kids have been able to experience this at a younger age. It taught me as a teacher to be more sensitive to knowing people, certain people I don't rock with. And just knowing that what goes on behind closed doors, when one adult is in charge of kids, Sinead, we got to be honest, girl. Some people out here for the check and don't like churn.
Anita, is that no matter what, as a good educator, we have to know that we have to be the spokesperson. We have to be our children's best advocate. And that's one of the things I try to tell parents. I mean, you have to build connections and relationships with educators and with parents and know that our children need to be heard. And one of the things that I try to stress is that listen to our children. I don't care what it's about, whether it's about education, if it's about something that happened with the neighbor. I don't care if it's about that teacher. We need to start listening to kids and listen to the things that they're not saying, because kids may not have the words, but they know what they're trying to tell you, and they just need the patience from the adults to help them put their words into a place where we can all understand them properly. It's just so much that our children have to deal with. And one, and I hope I'm not changing the subject too much, but one of the things is that as educators, sometimes educators need to be corrected, because I'm not going to sit here and say that all educators are right, all educators are wrong, and it's black, white, yellow, green, or purple. If you need to be corrected, you need to be corrected. And I will tell anybody, as a counselor, I am a child advocate. I am a spokesperson for the child as a child. And so sometimes it's a little difficult, but you need to try to help parents and help other educators realize that why that child is acting up or doing behaviors that we seem unseemly or that aren't appropriate, that it's usually for a reason. And instead of us blaming or trying to put a label on a child, let's figure out what's going on. And that would help first. Like, I don't care who a child is, because sometimes if you're a teacher and you don't like children, I mean, we're specifically talking about racism, but we're just talking about people who are in the wrong profession. Every day since this riot, we see someone who is in a position that we're like, they do not need to be working with people. I don't care if you are a medical worker and you're saying that restaurant in New Jersey that posted that statement, that ignorant statement. But if you have people who are making these statements, there is no way they're objective when they're teaching, when they're trying to lend a helping hand,
that's right,
when they're just interacting with kids on a regular basis. I mean, it's those are the things that need to be addressed.
Somebody needs to find that woman from that Facebook that you were talking about. Every black person who has a child in her class needs to be removed. It's a beauty behind finding out the truth. We must protect our children at all costs, Janae.
Girl, let me tell you this. They have already found her. They looked up and saw what certifications they had. Then someone has already contacted her superintendent. And so people are definitely on it. One thing that I do like about us at this time is that we are holding people accountable for their behavior. It's the no-nonsense time right now. I'm about tired of people who are just abusing their authority. I don't care if it's a child, an adult, a police officer. If you're going to hold a position, use it properly. Use your power properly. It's just very hurtful to see people abuse their power, and the people that need to be supported the most are being ignored, overlooked, and their issues are still continuing, and they're never being supported. As a counselor in the school setting, my job is to support everybody who I come in contact with, and so it doesn't matter. And one of the things that I noticed is that it's sometimes hard as a counselor, as an educator in a school system, when people don't want to receive your help. I've noticed this, Benita, that sometimes that some parents, they don't want to hear what the educator has to say, and they are, because the educator looks like them. Sometimes black people, we are our own worst enemies. We are more likely sometimes to receive the word or the report of our white counterpart,
mm-hmm,
knowing that they don't always have our best interest, but you would take their word over somebody who definitely has your back and wants the best for you. But as a counselor, there have been times when I've worked in the state that I felt like, why am I here working when the parents that I'm working with don't want to hear me? That right there is a mouthful. They will openly receive the word of their white teachers who sometimes don't necessarily push them to what they're capable of doing,
Right. But
will actually placate them and allow them mediocre in the level of work that they're receiving and doing. But if you are somebody who is trying to support them and get the best out of them, sometimes your hands are popped. It makes us as educators, it makes our job more difficult to be productive and to be a conduit of change in our own environment, because sometimes our people we are our own worst enemy. Someone gives you something, instead of you taking it for what it's worth, you want to compare them to someone else and say, this person is not someone I can learn from. And one of the things that I tell parents, one of the things that I tell anybody who will listen, is that everybody has something that they can give. I learn every day when I'm with my students. And if you're just someone who enjoys learning, you can receive that learning from whoever you come in contact with, if you're open to it. So the first thing about growing is being open and knowing that you can learn from anybody. You don't have to like the person to learn from them.
That's right.
Stay alive. Meditate on that. You do not have to like the person to learn from them. You do not have to be older than a person. A person doesn't have to be older than you for you to learn from them. You can learn from your children every single day. But sometimes as parents, as teachers, as grown-ups, we think that we have all the answers. One of the things that I enjoy talking with you earlier, Sunny, is that in your settings that you're sometimes in, you child feel like you have all the answers, but they know that you're wrong? How about you just simply say, one, that you don't know, two, that you've made a mistake, and that we can try to find the correct answer together? Or better yet, give them a homework assignment. Whether it's at school or at home, Google, figure this thing out and come back and tell me about it. Because guess what? I can learn from you too.
That's right. We have to plan with our children. The plan that I implement with these babies is setting them up for success. You know, have those conversations, listen to them. This particular black child, Shanae, he was experiencing racism for the first time, having to process it in elementary school, making me somehow feel so awful to know that K through 12 could be an indoctrination in not being able to tell your story, having someone that's not, having the choice between the black child and the white child to tell the story and never getting a chance, having the chance to go to the principal's office unjustly as a routine to the prison pipeline, having the lack of opportunity that when there's a white teacher that's speaking, or a black teacher, don't matter what color you are, that the child does not get the voice. They don't get the chance to tell their story. When
can I tell you what I used to tell my kids? I'm sorry. But I don't want to. When kids told me, because they would come to my office, because, you know, once students know that you have their back and that you support them and that you really desire the best for them, they'll come and tell you some of everything, whether it's at home, school, or with a friend. And they were telling me about an issue with a particular teacher. And one of the things, and this is when I worked in middle school, I had to tell the kids, no matter what, do not be disrespectful. Hold your tongue. If you feel like the teacher is not going to listen to you after you calm down, go home and tell your parents.
Every time.
Because. Your parents, what I used to teach parents, you are your child's advocate. Go home, don't yell at a teacher, because you will never be right, even when you're right, if you're being disrespectful. Go home, tell everything to your parents, whether you were right or wrong, tell it. So that when your parents come up here, when your parents come to the school, they can have a true conversation and they can actually say what you did and what needs to be done to make the situation better. And kids actually, it would actually resolve a lot because teachers, no one wants to be disrespected. And kids need to learn that even if you're right, there's a way to handle something. You just can't go off and disrupt the first class, and you're going to get sent out, and you're never going to be heard, and you're never going to think like you're in the right. Learn to be quiet. Go home and tell.
That's right. I tell them the same thing, girl, because we spend so many hours with these kids. You know, there's an after-school program in the hometown where we're from. Sumter, South Carolina, shout out 803. Called HYPE, Helping Youth Pursue Excellence. HYPE, look it up, Helping Youth Pursue Excellence. And this after school program, you got to realize parents are afforded the opportunity to just pick your kids up, take them home, bathe them, because once they get off that bus from school, after spending all day with me, that 2.5 hours is comprised of after school homework, as well as a hot meal before they begin. STEM lab, basketball, all that, worn out, take them home, wash them, put them to bed. None of that processed food, home-cooked meal. Teachers are spending so much time, valuable time with your children. Make sure everybody that's listening out there with babies is going to school. If you woke up to police brutality, if you woke up to knowing that there is racism in this world that is affecting you as a black person, no matter where you are, trust and believe that that child that you brought forth into this earth has a system that is set up with them in mind as well. Plan. Focus. We got to restore our family and our children first. These kids are processing this stuff on TV. Shanae, have you thought about it? You and me are sitting here saying that these babies are watching this. Just last week.
Yes, I thought about that.
One of the little Arabic kids messaged me, hey, my queen, I saw CNN, you know, and the child expressed how they felt. They were really angry. It was just like, come for their head. The way they do over here, you'd be dead on Friday. Ain't no waiting on no 4 or 5 years on no court case. And the child was just so angry. And my child said to me, hey, all lives do not matter until Black lives matter. And when the child said that to me, y'all, I knew I carried that child for 9 months because that's the school year term, you know. I knew that was one of my children, no matter being from Arabia. But that having that impact as a teacher who is a Black teacher, who is out here doing the most when it comes to your legacy, making sure that they are better than them. When they come to me, keep them safe and make sure they're better than I got them. I'm here to remind y'all today that there are other people on the team, and if you know it's affecting George Floyd, Breonna, then they raising kids out here. These people who are racist on the clock are raising some children, and they got some wives, and they are in the classroom sometimes. You've got to listen to these babies. What we're not going to do is come up to the school and look at me and say, oh, I want the blonde hair, blue-eyed teacher because you overlooking this big, Black, voluptuous queen here. We're going to cut them days out, people. Don't overlook. There are bad Black teachers, too, but I want you to have discernment when it comes to racism as it affects your babies out here going 12 years. Come on. Ain't no 12 years of slaves. Shanae, they are processing what we're watching on TV. They're watching it. Have you thought about that?
Yes. I think about it every day. I've been in some group online, other school counselors, and we talk about how with all of this, COVID-19 is still going on, still taking place. And we're thinking about what's the next school year going to look like? Are we going to be in school or are we going to be out of school? And how these touched our lives of our students, it depends on all these factors. It's so much better when your kid is in your classroom and you're able to talk with them and you're able to see them in the home and interact with them. But the way COVID-19 is slipping around this world, we don't know if we're going to be, if we're going to start school directly in the school year. And so with other counselors, we're talking about ways that we can be instrumental in making sure that we support our students however which way we return to school. Especially, this is so new. We're talking about COVID, but with this included, we're talking about all of this how we can be effective and really be supportive of our teachers. Right now, because teachers have just gone through so much, we're doing our self-care. Right now, we're talking about what our students need, but right now, at this very moment, we're talking about self-care, making sure that we're okay, because, you know, we like taking trips. We can't take care of nobody else and make sure they have their oxygen unless we have our oxygen mask on first. That's what they told me on an airplane. If you need your oxygen mask, you make sure you put yours on first. So we have to make sure that our self-care is done and that I will be ready when August, September, October, whenever school really starts back and I'm with my students, we will have things in place to make sure that our kids are taken care of. But right now, it's just a one day at a time and making sure that we are doing the necessary things to remain healthy. The school year didn't end the way it needed to so that we could, you know, like it normally does. And we're supposed to be using this time now, if you're not in school, to make sure that you are being built up and taken care of so that you can get your mind and body ready for the next step.
shouts out to all the teachers out there, wherever you are in
yes.
the world, honey.
We have people going back to school. We got some people who don't know what they're going to do. We have some teachers who try to teach online. We're understanding that a lot of our students don't even have the internet. I mean, we don't even realize how fortunate we are to be in a country where most of our kids at our school, because we're only at the best private schools in this country, and majority of our kids have good internet. I am very proud to say that I don't have to think about the basic needs of the students that I work with. My kids are taken care of. But the kids that I work with at home, I still pray for them because I know that sometimes their daily needs aren't even met. And so it's just so much. But, yeah, right now, teachers, self-care.
That's right. Yes, to everybody that's out there in this world, these teachers, these educators are having good classes of 25 kids, almost 100 kids I have every year, but teaching three classes, and just carrying them for 9 months and having that space, like you say, for self-love during a time like this and a time of trauma. We want to send a lot of limitless blessings and lots of love to our teachers because we know that sometimes school is a place as a safe haven.
For our students, yes.
That's right. It's a place where these kids have monumental educators, loving people in their life, people who are actually providing them the blueprint to a better life, unlocking their inner genius. And for that alone, we want to send so much love out to the teachers as you're taking a rest this summer and just knowing that, hey, these babies are home. Are they eating? Are they safe? When I watch images of people at the marches with their children, I saw one Facebook ad that little white girl who had been pepper sprayed, there was an older white man that was pouring all kinds of milk all over her, and I was just like, wow, the baby's out here on the front line. There's an image of a black father with his child on top of his shoulder standing at the barrel of a gun. I want y'all to be safe. I need my babies to be safe.
Yes.
We are fortunate, Shanae and I, here to have gotten off the plantation and to actually live our best lives. And the solutions that we have found that have worked, we want to restore that. We got to make a plan, people. We got a plan. We got to focus. We got to restore. So, Shanae, I want to know from you, what's the plan when it comes to educating our kids next year? If you could just give us what you see for the plan for our baby.
Educating them towards dealing with racism and things of that nature, or COVID-19, because it's going to be so much online learning.
Girl, you can do all of the above.
That.
You can take one and run with it.
Right now, it's just so much that is taking place. We are really having to take little pieces of everything because it would be nice to figure out an online way, because I don't believe we're going back to school in the building, at least not my school. I think that finding ways to deal with mindfulness.
We have to find ways. Thank you so much for tuning in to Caribbean Radio Show.
Girls, I want to see them so good. I want to see them in Hollywood. Bootman dancing and cry. Excess amount of champagne. Hear me now, girls. Hear me now. Me and a girl, you see your shape, you get married for. Not to mention your cool face and your bumper. Woman, you see your face, you get married for. not to mention your shape and your bumper. Where them go to far, so your body fat like a war. Where them go to far, so you fly out regular. Where them go to far, so you're not fine for Trevor. Where them go to far, so your bumper big like a war. So you see your face, you get married far. Not to mention your shape and your bumper. Can you see your face, you get married far. Not to mention your shape and your bumper. I eat a drive me mad, woman me not tell no lie. Oh, forget me, oh, forget me, and it won't blind me eye, yo. Why you won't give, put your bands on a try. Me not go stand up in a saddle, me not go ride higher. You know I'm not apprentice, so you know me not go try. Excess amount of pressure, you don't must have to cry. But more time you have to ask the question why. Where them go to far, go through your fat bumper. And where them go to far, through your skin smooth like our. Where them go to far, through you not fight over Trevor. Where them go to far, so you are at number. Where them go to far, so you fly out regular. So you see your face, you get married far. Not to mention your shape and your bumper. Can you see your face, you get married far. Not to mention your shape and your bumper. Can your body steady and your firm like a rock. Fit a little to me or free of heart attack. And not like me friend, it is a natural fact. Flying for your body, girl, straight to the max. Put you on the mic, I mean not stop chat until me get the girl when he impart. Any girl in the dance, who no look like a dot. Run go and go matter, who no know the pants up on. Jump around, cause you know say your heart. Cute face and rich, you know you have that. Jump around, cause you know you are sing. Shock, you are shock, and them can't clip your wings. So where them go to far, so you have your big bumper. Where them go to far, so your skin smooth like our. Where them go to far, so you not run down Trevor. Where them go to far, so you fly out regular. So me say, girl, you see your ship, you get married far. Not to mention your cute face and your bumper. Woman, you see your face, you get married far. Not to mention your shape and your bumper. Me a tell you the truth, man, me not tell you now. You won't forget me, won't forget me. You won't blind me eye. Why you won't give, put your bands and a try. Me not go stand up in a saddle, me not go ride higher. Me experience, so you know me not go try. You know you're not for fret, you know you're not for cry. Cause put your bands and it's right here to dry your eyes. So me say, girl, you see your face, you get married far. Not to mention your cute shape and your bumper. Woman, you see your face, you get married far. Not to mention your shape and your bumper. But where them go to far? Got you your act like our. Where them go to far? So you fly your regular. Where them go to far? So you not chat to parlor. Where them go to far? So you not really cater. Tell you know you're ready and you know that to your heart. Jump on shop when you hear them.
Yes, yes, yes. Welcome back, Caribbean Radio Show. This is your girl, Queen Sunny Honey. Sorry that we got cut off from you, Shanae. We're definitely going to actually have you come back to the show. As parents prepare for the upcoming new year, we will always be here, Queen Sunny Honey, providing solutions that our people, our community can use. What's up? Shout out to my Caribbean family and members out there, all the people of Jamaica, all the people of everywhere in the Caribbean islands. This is your girl, knowing that you have solutions that the people can use right now. Yes, you, all my Caribbean people, don't you realize that you grew up looking at your images on your money, honey? Don't you realize that the Black American has always aspired in our own Black Wall Street to have our children raised K through 12 in an educational system filled with more people that look like us? I invite you to come over to our Facebook page, that is CRS on Facebook, CRS Radio. Like us, share all the shows and informations out there. There is a special initiative coming through Jamaica right now. We are determined to create 100 Black doctors coming from Jamaica. There's a special initiative in the air for people to Sankofa, turn and look back, turn and look back. As an individual who lives overseas, I'm able to see people every day live away from home in order to provide a paid for education. Unlike in America, where the education is free, mama would say, hey, you know, you got to take care of yourself before you take care of someone else. So much love and shouts out to everyone out there, Trinidad and Tobago. Don't you know that you have a wonderful solution that you can turn in Sankofa and heal this Black American community? Get your template, get your blueprint, get the information out there. That device that you're holding in your hand is the same device that the person who owns Microsoft runs their entire empire off of. Take the time knowing that people are looking for Black-owned businesses to secure the bag, secure our future and our legacy. One of my innermost thoughts that I've said since I was an adult, I hope that your children and your children's children will grow up to never work for someone else. May they say, last person in my family, I can't even remember because we worked for granddaddy. Granddaddy passed down this, and daddy passed down this, and mama created this, and I'm creating my own, and I am having a place and time. People of the Caribbean islands, you have been doing this throughout this diaspora journey. It is time for you to get your yardness on, baby. Yes. Find yardness on social media right there on Facebook. The Caribbean Radio Show, we have an outlet that will provide free business promo. That's right. Free business promo to every Black-owned business. So if you are a person who is already established as an entrepreneur, share, advertise for free. Reach out to me. We would love to have you on the show here because we need solutions for our people. We have got to recognize that today's topic is one of those things that people aren't talking about, is our baby. We've got to sit in this. Now that you've heard these words, you are accountable for what's happening to our babies. How young were you when you knew personally, not by books, not by media, but you had that experience? And what is the solution? We've got to, number one, solution, expose. I know the feeling of being quiet on issues, staying in my lane, but the fire is hot. I'm gonna need everybody, myself included, to ride this wave. I'm gonna need everybody to walk on water and don't feel like you're gonna get your hair wet because, baby, you're not gonna sink on this one. Expose them. They must be exposed. There's a commercial that's going around in America talking about the Boy Scouts and if you had been affected. Well, I want to give my own little commercial right now. If you came up in this system of education and have experienced racism, expose, tell your story on social media. Use those high school groups that you reunite with each other to unite and say, you know what? I wasn't the only one. Because why? This exposure is a part of our healing. Eradicate. Snatch it from the root, people. We're getting down to the follicle, to the very root of everything that people blamed us for stereotypical reasons. The root cause was racism. So let's eradicate that from our K through 12 educational system, from our universities. A solution is we got to take back our HBCUs. Yes. When you attend a private white institution and the prestige that goes along with that, okay, you do your thing, but please don't forget, do not forget that there was once a time that the only doors that would open for you were the HBCU. Earlier this week, one of my college alumni friends posted that he was hoping more celebrities would reach out and do something for their school district. Public service announcement. Everybody who's a multimillionaire, instead of figuring out who's a fraud, who to give your money to, turn and look back. Sankofa, back to your high school, directly putting money into the pot of the educational system, because you already know where the government's budgets have been going on for a very long time when it came down to our children and our teachers. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Malcolm X, and so many leaders have always told us, including Louis Farrakhan, when you want to see the state of a people, look at how they treat their women. And guess what? The woman is the very first teacher, the very first doctor in a time where you were not able to go into their medical facilities, yet that same doctor would get sick, not rely on his own medicine, and come down to you, Black mother. You raise our children, so it is time for you, my sisters who are listening out there, if you are that Black teacher who is working alongside colleagues, and you already know where they're coming from, baby, get together in your wholeness, in your fullness, riding on your ancestors' legacy, and eradicate. Pull them up. Kick them out. It is not enough that people lose their jobs if you are going to tear my children's dreams, indoctrinate them in a system of white supremacy. No, no, no. Take that license. Remove them from our classroom. If they are the superintendent who's posted on social media, remove him. Sisters, brothers, take those seats politically. If you think that the vote counts, it is your turn to sit on the seat. When I was interning after graduate school for the Nature Conservancy, they sent me throughout communities where I noticed that my job was to go to the president, have a sit down and say, hey, you represent a company which has a demographic in the community that's not represented on your board, nor in the management. I've grown up in a system that's looked down upon our children and have slowly prepared them for that world, and those days are over. Surely it will take 4 years, 50 years, but everything that you are doing right now to change the system will be as effective as it was back in the day in South Carolina. You know the court cases that came up and changed all of education, Brown versus Board of Education. This is a whole new cycle. Are you going to be active to take care of our children and our legacy? Will you be the ones who are on the front lines of the educational system, ensuring that our great teachers, because keep in mind when kids came home for COVID, many of you had a whole lot more respect for the teacher who's in a classroom filled with them. The woman, the man, the instructor, the professional who's there as a wonderful asset to your child's life. Oh, when your babies were at home, please don't forget that this is one thing that we're in this together. Designate people for your school board that you trust. Don't allow a graveyard of the greats to go unnoticed. Oftentimes in history, we were not written in. Brothers and sisters, it's time to write your own story, because you are the most unconquered people, and the time is truly, truly now. You have power in your words and your sound.
Babylon down again, then we put power and sound. Again, I got time to keep Babylon down. Up the sea. You see the children by the wayside.
Caribbean Radio Show. I am your girl, Queen Sunny Honey, always coming into you every Freedom Friday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you so much for listening in today. Limitless blessings out there. If you have any idea how wonderful it is to be living in this time. Can I get an ashe? Hey! Thank you so much for tuning in. We want to send a lot of love out to the babies out there today. Reach out to your children, your grandchildren, your nieces, your nephews, and have that talk. It is important as seeing all the other images that are adverse to our human growth development. Anything along the lines of police brutality, racism, all of those things, please protect our children. And I want to go out today, what a banging song, everybody knows that it comes down to the Black woman and child.
What, the Black Nation? I love it.
From the day my mom and dad
moved, I no laugh.
Black woman and child.